The Indigenous STEM Awards recognise the milestones and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander STEM workers, from educators to professionals and students. This year saw many new names pop up, paving the way for role models and inspirational stories. The Wise Rowan Neagle reports.
The Indigenous STEM Awards have been going on for 5 years now, and this year 95 applicants have applied for the 12 awards that were handed out. Therese Posmer, member of the CSIRO education team, believed that these awards were accomplishing a lot for the Indigenous community.
There's that saying that you can't be what you can't see. So with the project, what we're trying to do is increase the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students who choose to study STEM-related subjects at school, and hopefully STEM careers in the future, because we know that a high proportion of the jobs in the future are going to be STEM-related. What we're trying to do with the awards is provide role models for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students so that they can be inspired and feel confident that they have a role in STEM careers. And what we're also trying to do is show good practice of schools and teachers. Students are more engaged as a consequence of the programs that we are operating or delivering in the school. And we're also finding that teachers are feeling more confident in delivering two-way science programs in school that engage students more effectively.
Therese Posmer, member of the CSIRO education team. So who are some of these STEM superheroes? Arionga School won the school award, and I spoke to Arionga School's Tana Andrews, a teacher of 37 years, who told me what they have been doing to promote STEM within their schools.
We have been teaching two ways, English and Bidandara, Western science and traditional science. It's really good that the elders were involved too, the old ladies. It's both in class and also outside of classroom. We have to take the kids out with the ladies and talk about the plants and the animals, also the water, who drinks the water. It's really good that the kids are learning both ways.
And how has the school been celebrating?
We at the community, we all celebrate. The dads and the uncles and the grandma, mothers all came to the basketball court. Everybody was cheering, happy, whistling, and I was also proud.
Tana Andrews, a teacher from Arionga School. Marcus Lacey achieved the STEM Champion Award, and he helps students not only understand their connection to country, but understand the science behind it too through a hands-on approach through his role as an Indigenous Ranger in the Northern Territory.
Our Ranger Department is involved with the school here, the local Shepherd's College. We sort of collaborate in partnership in the Learning on Country program. The Learning on Country program is set up right across the Northern Territory. The main focus is on the information and the education on country itself. It's based on, like, basically cultural maintenance, using both ways of Western ways non-Western ways of education, and combining both in together, so collaborating those two worlds of learning. So it's bringing about basically on taking kids out on country and learning what's on the land, what's on the ocean.
Yep, so it's like a mix of cultural education as well as ecological education, like understanding what happens.
The ecological information from the Western side, Western science, and ecological science education from the non-Western, so it's from the Indigenous perspective as well.
And you found that has been very helpful in educating the kids that come to you?
It's brought a lot of attention to the kids, and it's actually based on that cultural perspective of knowledge. That's where we come in to take them out. We actually look after a large area of what we call IPA, short for Indigenous Protected Area. We actually do the field works within those areas. That's where we come in handy to take these kids out to those areas where we have access to, given authority by the traditional owners, or the TOs. So it's the song lines, it's the metaphors, it's the stories behind it, and also the origins of that particular storyline and how the children are involved, not only involved, but how they are linked through their ancestral line. You know, they're very, very happy more than happy. You know, they're very proud in how they're connected to this whole concept of, you know, ecologically, scientifically into the country, how connected we are. It's a great outcome, and, you know, when you see the smile on their faces and, you know, that how they are very happy and more than happy, how they're very proud. There's been a high number of kids coming back to school.
Marcus Lacey, a ranger for Martha Cole Indigenous Protected Area, talking to The Wire's Rhoda Neagle about his engagement in STEM.